Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another sick woman file. Ah, the series that has no conclusion for the foreseeable future. Now, this article was published on the 8th of November. Ex-corrections employee fatally shot boyfriend in Miami Gardens. A woman who used to be a federal corrections employee is accused of fatally shooting her boyfriend Sunday night after he tried ending their relationship, authorities said. Now, why would he try to end their relationship? I guess we'll get to that answer later on in the article. The shooting occurred at the intersection of Northwest 197th Lane and Northwest 29th Court, according to the suspect's arrest report. Atoya Holmes, 48, of Miami, and the victim, Verdell Goins, 52, went to a friend's house after attending the Miami Dolphins game at Hard Rock Stadium. So they were having a good old-fashioned date night. Police said Holmes claimed she got into a physical altercation with her boyfriend inside of his Jaguar SUV and that he started hitting her. Ah, the plot thickens, gentlemen, because once you look at her mugshot, you don't see any sort of damage that a good old-fashioned ass-whooping would leave. She said she told Goins to stop hitting her, but he wouldn't, the arrest report stated. According to police, Holmes then shot Goins two times. Okay. 2 plus 2 is equaling 37. Because here's the question that I would have to ask. Why would a guy start beating up a woman that he knows could be potentially armed? Yeah, that equation does not make sense. Neither does this story. Authorities said a witness stated that Holmes was upset because the victim wanted to end their on and off relationship, which has been going on for several years. Uh-oh! Looks like somebody was in the smash and dash category. Police said the gun used in the shooting was found on the roof of the SUV. Back in 2017, when she was a federal corrections employee, Holmes was also accused of shooting her son as he tried to force his way inside of her Northwest Miami-Dade County home. She was not charged in that case. Somebody has a very itchy trigger finger. Following Sunday's shooting, Holmes was arrested on a charge of second-degree murder with a weapon. She is being held without bond. Now, gentlemen, here is the one detail that makes all of this make sense. Local 10 News has learned that Holmes is married, but not to Goins. That little detail right there is where I no longer feel sympathy for Mr. Goins. On and off again relationship for years. You cannot tell me in good conscience that this guy did not know that this woman was still married. Now, as I always say, in a situation like this, if this woman had legit legal paperwork of separation, then yeah, she would be, by the law, able to date on and off. But odds are, I doubt that was the case. This guy's 52 years old. So of course, he's coming from that old school of, man, I took your chick, she chose me, blah, 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 blah. But here's what I find very interesting. She was willing to kill the side dude for wanting to leave her, but at the same time, she was completely unwilling to leave her husband and divorce him. Very interesting set of circumstances, isn't that? Goins' loved ones tell Local 10 that they are devastated by his killing. Quote unquote, he was a good man. He was a pretty good guy. I know that for a fact, said his cousin, Tyrone. Oh, the irony of that name. We played ball together from high school. I know he's a good man, so I'm just trying to figure out why she would do this to him. I know he isn't a violent person. You know why she did that to him, Mr. Tyrone? Simple. Because she was going to lose control of him. Quote unquote, I feel bad for the family because losing a loved one isn't easy, said Naomi Milan, who lives just a few yards from where the shooting occurred. Gentlemen, these women of today are batshit crazy. You look at this situation, a married woman, openly with a side dude. The side dude finally decides to get some common sense and leave the situation, and he loses his life behind it. I'm going to reiterate this. Fellas, I will say the first time you smash, you don't know the details. You're just trying to get it in. Once you find out that this woman is in any sort of a relationship, you need to go ahead and throw your smoke bomb and vanish. Now, you have so many people who talk about, well, breaking up via ghosting or texting a breakup is a cowardly thing to do. No, this guy should have done just that. He should have ghosted her. He should have texted her. He should have done it from the safety of his own home. But then again, she probably has been to his home. Gentlemen, when you're going to break up with a woman, do so from a distance, because you never know how she's going to react. Now, I find it very ironic she would go to the whole abuse thing. That's always a favorite tactic. Oh, he was abusive. It was self-defense. But when you look at her face, yeah, I don't think so. But anyway, fellas, do not play this game. The game of I'm going to sleep with a married woman because that's an ego boost for me. No, I'm pretty sure this guy felt the same way until he decided, you know what? Nah, I'm not going to do this anymore. And she was like, oh, no, you ain't going nowhere. The only way you leaving this relationship is in a body bag. And she made good on her promise. So it is what it is. It is what it is. Let me know what you guys think. Read the article. And ladies, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and all the ready-made excuses that you have at your disposal when you actually do harm to a man will go out right along with it. Because as more and more men have access to this good, wonderful thing called the internet, more and more of you are going to have background checks run on you. And gentlemen, make sure you do your homework. Do not listen to their words. Do your investigation. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
I've seen some pretty horrible things in my life, but this is just...